four tough teams up there battling each other, and we just came up a little short. Linton was healthy. They wrestled really good. And Lisbon and Oaks, they looked a little banged up. So that's how it panned out.
So health was the main issue. I guess you weren't really surprised with what Linton was able to do then, since they were a lower seed than you?
No, I knew they were going to be tough. When we went out there and wrestled them, it was a one-point match swing. So I knew it was going to be difficult.
And then the South Border Mustangs just continue to roll. What has made them so good this year, Coach?
They're all healthy, and they're very good wrestlers. So we've seen them types of teams before. We've even had them, and it's real fun when you have injury-free seasons.
How healthy are your guys now getting ready for the individuals tomorrow? Have you improved health-wise a little bit?
Yeah, we got Trent Potasek back in the lineup. I think that's going to be a good tournament for him, and we got a full lineup, so we're just going to go there and give her all we got. We know it's a tough region, but if we wrestle well, we can have a very good tournament.
Give us a bit of a preview of the individuals if you've got some information you'd like to share on that.
Some of our higher seeds, we have Eric Lope as the number one seed. Cole Erland is the number two seed. Michael Kelly is the number one seed. And I think they can have very good tournaments. I'm hoping for three region champs at least out there. And we got a lot of guys right on the edge where they're fighting to get into the state tournament. So we'd have to have very good first round.
So what would be a perfect scenario for you at the individual tournament? What would you like to see most happen?
We got a goal of getting 10 kids to the state tournament. That's a good, solid goal, and if we can get that, I think we'll have a chance to have a very good tournament.
Anyone on the list from the other schools who might give your guys some problems coming up tomorrow?
All of them. All of them. So it's crunch time. You either wrestle hard and move on, or you stay home. So we'll see what happens.
You know, you guys were at home this last week. Going on the road now, will that make it a little bit easier getting away from the distractions of being at home?
No, I don't think so. I think we're just like little machines, and we just got to go do our jobs.
And the speeches don't change before everyone hits the mat. It's just keep doing what you've been doing the whole year, boys, right?
Yeah, it's do or die. So we just kind of stressed yesterday. We got to put everything into our first round matches.